Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy post-vacation!
Wow. Yeah. And in a way, yeah. How about that?
And in a way, that's factual. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You had a little weekend trip.
I did. And we know you were out and at the beach.
I was at the beach. And so this is my, here's my summary.
Okay.
Is that it went well.
Sorry.
And here's why.
Yeah.
I expected the worst.
Yeah.
So then you're always going to be happily surprised when it's not as horrible as you expected.
Yeah.
The other, I think I just knew what I was getting into. So therefore, again, expecting the worst. So I kind of guarded myself in a way by separating emotions, right? Just like, okay. And I just, when someone would say something silly or whatever, I'd be like, that's bizarre. Let it go. You know, it was just like, it doesn't matter. So I didn't really have, I tried not to take anything to heart. I tried not to, I was like, these people, you know, I'm like, whatever. The third reason that I think it went well is that I was high 85% of the time.
as the old myth says, being high will make it so much easier to be with family.
Yeah.
I'm strictly high.
I know.
But
and
also,
listen,
that is why I think you're having fatigue right now, is because you were not allowing yourself
exhausted.
You weren't allowing yourself to process or take things in.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't. You're in the war
zone.
No,
I just kind of separated. I wasn't. My thoughts were moment to moment. I do have a job coming up that I really kind of dove into, like prepping for last week. And so I was also working a little. But then it was like, what do I want to do? You know, it wasn't like, how am I feeling? What's going, you know. The only negative of last week is that I didn't really get a lot of alone time with dad. And that's a couple reasons. I ended up not playing tennis because it rained the first day. And then the second day that I had thought about playing was one of the few days that it was sunny. So I was like, I want to go to the beach. Like, I don't want, I don't necessarily want to play tennis. So, because it did storm quite a bit. So there was less available time. So, but dad and I had our ride in, as we do after he picks me up. And I had thought with tennis, he would take me and like we would get lunch after or whatever. So I was kind of anticipating a little bit of time together. And then we always have the trip, the emotional trip, the telling trip of going to the airport at the end of the week. And so usually that stresses me out because it's usually some emotional or like, let's talk about life's purpose and the fact that I will be dying at some point in the future.
Just light.
Lighthearted,
topics.
Typically.
Light.
We have lots of laughs. So I was anxious about that and had hoped going into the week, I was like, I want to actively maybe start that conversation. And earlier in the week when we were having lunch or something after tennis, when we were one-on-one.
Yeah.
Obviously that didn't happen. And so leading up to, I was like, that's okay. We're going to have a good conversation. And then one of the family members decided to hitch a ride to the airport. So then it wasn't just the two of us, for better or worse.
Right.
You know, like on one hand, I so appreciate that time because that is when we do our most growth. Right. Okay. It's like that's our most honest time. And when we talk about difficult topics and stuff, you know, but on the other hand, I didn't mind avoiding it.
Yeah.
You know,
and when you think about it, it was sometimes just your only time alone. So
it
if you
was.
Just give yourself time alone, you can have that those moments.
Yeah.
You know,
So, I mean, it was good. The difficult thing, I think the most difficult thing coming away from the trip is just seeing Dad just be a little older, right?
Yeah.
With every year. I mean, he is in great health for his age and in general, but like his hearing is not great. So then he's even more isolated than he was before. And so that is kind of tricky. And then that makes it difficult for talking in the car or talking in the whatever. So we might not have had such an emotional conversation because I think his, you know, just seeing that age, and that's difficult because we know I'm constantly worried about death. So, but overall, I'm here to say, I survived.
Yes, you did.
And it went pretty good, but I am exhausted.
I know.
And I mentally have been avoiding reality by just watching stupid videos and checking out because I'm just like decompressing.
That's the thing. I think you're just decompressing and processing.
Yeah. It's not the healthiest way to do it by avoiding, but nonetheless.
Well, sometimes I just need days to myself.
I know.
Quiet times. I mean, it's nice if you can go for a walk or something, but sometimes you just want to lay down and watch Below Deck for, I don't know, years.
And pimple pumper videos.
Ah, absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever brings you joy.
Thank you for knowing.
Thank you.
So, anywho, that's my beach update. We'll see. I did connect closer to my step siblings in a way, I think, because I was smoking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. There were, I had my little vape. And so there were like little puffs here and there, and they loved the vape as well. So there was a little bit of bonding. And then I also realized that I think I've just released so much more of my tension with being the should, right? Like pretending to be a certain way and like getting my feelings hurt because I wasn't getting enough attention paid, all that kind of stuff. So I think I had loosened up in a way. And so much that the stepbrother that I really like, he even like sent me a text afterwards. He was like, "I'm so glad you're part of the family. Like, this was such a great week. Love you." You know? And it was like, what? That never has happened before. So that felt nice.
That's
and I
beautiful.
Think that one other thought about it, and I think, you know, leading up to like, well, I should ask Dad to go to lunch or I should like separate. I think I'm so, I don't feel as though people are asking me questions or finding out about me or checking in with me as much. I think just having that temporary community to be a part of was nice. And I think I wanted to stay in it a little bit as opposed to like isolating myself at lunch with Dad or whatever, especially because I was going to try to have like life conversations and no one wants to do that. So I needed that community a little bit. And so that felt really nice.
That's really nice.
Thank you very much.
Good for
Thank
you.
Thank you for knowing. But I didn't get a sunburn because it would rain the whole fucking time.
Rain. But you did. Yep. Listen.
I survived.
You survived.
And
you
thrived.
Yeah.
Some would say I thrived.
You did it. Family
Thank you.
Vacays aren't easy.
No, they're not.
And you did it. And however you had to do it is the way that you had to do it. And you did it.
And I did it.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then you had a nice trip to visit a friend.
Yes, I did. I had a lovely trip to visit a friend. And it was really cool and wild. And
we like to travel around the same time so that we're both gone.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's nice. I like that. That is good.
Oh, so
but now we're back and dealing with like the weirdness of post vacation and
it's
decompressing.
It's very weird to be back always.
Right?
I always, always, without a shadow of a doubt, am stressed out when I get back, just getting back into the groove.
dare
rhythm,
I say,
unpacking. Yeah.
Dare I say, I do feel like it's harder to bounce back after a trip these days. It's just harder to do everything.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I don't bounce.
I mean, you've never bounced back. Well.
I've never. Everyone jokes I have like 4 days before a trip of complete and utter panic and about four days after. It's about eight days total. It's at least a week.
8 to 10 days, I'd say.
Yeah. 8 to 10 days total of me just getting back into.
Like stressing about it or stressing about what you just did?
Okay, so before it's stress about like the travel.
Right.
Then when I get back, it's kind of actually relief.
Right.
So like relief that it's that I did it. And then sometimes like guilt or other things will creep in. And then like, you know, the existential question of like, well, what am I coming back to?
Yeah.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I? And what am I really coming back
what
to?
What is my life?
Exactly. Where it's like. Sure. I mean, there's always a part of me, too, that's like, you know, whatever. I'm living on this farm in Tennessee with two shorts and a shirt to my name. Right? And I'm like, I don't need anything else.
This is it. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winnie can fend for herself.
She's
like,
got it.
Who knows? But it's like there's just that part of you that's like, what is next? Like, what is.
I'm so sorry. I have a boyfriend to come back to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, I also have my wonderful friends to come back to.
Thank you.
And,
you better.
You know, my
I know, but like
life,
the friends, friends are wonderful friends.
I mean, I'm phasing out every one of my
friends.
You know that.
I'm going to be a girlfriend. Bye.
I'm going to be a girlfriend. Bye. Bye. See you if I see you.
I'll send you an invite.
I will.
To the wedding.
Of course, I'll send you an invite
Thank
to the wedding.
You. That's so sweet.
But no. I think, honestly, boyfriend's pretty good about also before travel and after travel.
In what way?
Because, like, normally it's like I need a few days to myself before I even see anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, he can come because, like, I'm just going to do
big.
Nothing. I know. So.
And we and talked I- about the, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe, or maybe it was last week.
Yeah.
Where, he was going to stay and then go
yes.
with you to the airport.
Yes. And he did do that.
And he did do that.
He
and
did
that feel you weren't stressed about that? You were happy about that? All
it
went well?
It was so nice.
Wow.
I mean, I hate to say that I'm like, I should never travel to the airport by myself again.
No.
I was sad he didn't pick me up. But
you were sad he didn't. Oh, when you got back.
Yeah, when I got back. But I had to change my flight and it was like way earlier. And
okay.
I don't think he was going to anyway. But I like I love how that
That's
feels.
A lot.
It feels nice.
That's
so, yeah,
a,
it's
lot.
A lot. But I do like it. But I do
I mean,
like it.
I know you like it. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Thank you, girl. but yeah, so he did that and that was really nice. And he did help me like. It's interesting because sometimes, like, I think sometimes I'm expecting him to baby me and he doesn't, like, or.
Do you want him to baby you?
Well, I think sometimes I'll be, like, angry that, like, because I'm stressed, you know?
You want him to, like, pacify you?
It's okay.
It's okay, girl. Like a dog in a thunderstorm.
I'll slap you. Like, I think that he was helpful because it was
I'll
like
get you a thunder vest.
The night before when he came over, he's like, all right, are you packed? And I was like, of course not. What do you mean? Why would I be packed? He's like, well, when are you going to pack? And I was like, I'm not sure yet. I like to do it when I feel the need. And also, I don't want Winnie to see my suitcase. Like, all the stuff I was saying as my excuses. And he's like, okay, well, I think that you should pack and have everything ready so that you don't have. Normally, I, a lot of times I pack in the morning.
Yeah.
Which could add to the stress.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So anyhow, then he was like, no, he was like, before we do anything, he's like, you should pack. And I was kind of like, how dare you,
don't you
come
tell
into
me what
my
to do.
Home and tell me what to do. And then I was kind of like, okay, I guess it's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
like I started doing it and then I'd finish and be like, I did it. He'd be like, you did everything. And I'd be like, almost. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty
and he'd be
much.
Like, go finish. And I'd be like, why is he doing this? But then I was like, okay, this is helpful. And then he'd like run through a list with me, like, of like, do you have this? Yeah. Do you have this? And I was like, this is really helpful. Like, for Portugal, I literally was the worst packer that ever existed.
I know. Well, you brought all the stuff you needed, because we did go through that. We did go through the list of like toiletries and things.
Somebody.
You just had poor clothing choices.
Bad clothing choices. So, yeah. Anyhow, it was good. He helped me with that, and then it was like, I did feel calmer.
Good.
So it was nice, and then I flew.
It felt good to actually have things packed before. And like, I guess, to hang out and chill for a little bit before you went to bed.
Yeah, I guess that was nice.
Weird. Okay. Listen, I don't do it either. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't.
I understand that that could be nice.
I understand it. And yeah. I saw it happen in real time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. And then he took you to the airport.
Yeah.
We said goodbye.
We said goodbye. I went on my merry way. And then when I got back, then he came like over that day and we hung out.
Which is shocking, because how many times have we said, like, the times that he's gotten back from a trip?
But see,
and you're like, no, I can't. I would never. I would never. And then
I would never.
Did. He actually came over to your place the day you came back from a trip, which you had, I believe, exclaimed proudly that you would never have happened.
Well, I would. I certainly would never travel. Let me be clear. If he were like, explain. Come to my apartment, I'd be like, ah, ha, 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 ha. In right, 5 right. days, I will come to your apartment for the next 4. I'm resting. That's typical. And I guess he and I are now at the place where it's rare he doesn't see me with a pimple patch on.
That's so
I can really be myself. And yeah. Because I got back and I took another like 5 o'clock flight, so I was gonna sleep
a.m.
And he was like, okay, I'll come and we can, like, okay, he wanted to nap as well.
No one hates a nap.
No one hates a nap. But then what's funny is then I got like an a headache, I think, from being dehydrated.
Yeah. No
so
sleep
then I was just having a headache while there was someone in my own bed going. And I was like, you know what? I am upset.
I am upset by this. And I need you to be awake and in pain.
I need you awake and in pain with me. So. And then something very funny happened.
Please explain.
LOL. So on Sunday when we were saying goodbye, and we were like saying goodbye, and it was like this long goodbye kind of, but I was like, we had our class.
Oh, right. Our group
that we take.
Class.
So I was like getting ready for the class anyhow. And I was, I was saying goodbye and all this stuff. And then I was like, I think I just said, all right, well, I love you.
She said it.
And then there was a pause and I started hysterically laughing.
Did you even realize what
no!
you said? Did you have you been thinking about saying it? Or
now,
was it just like because of that general love? Yeah.
Here. Thank you for saying that. Yep. Here's the thing. I mean, I have two parts of that. Part number one is I don't know what love is and it scares me. That's one.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But B is I think I've been feeling it-ish for a little bit.
Okay.
But I, after the exclusive talk, ooh, I said, I'm going to wait for him to do it because
right,
I don't want to scare him as that did last time.
Okay. Okay.
So, and I was kind of like, maybe I'm not.
Well, I'm going back to not knowing.
Not
like,
knowing that I was like, huh.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'm feeling, you know, I think it, but I'm also like, I don't know what it is. And I was very much like, I wasn't going to say it first. I think.
First of all, I find it so funny how long it took you to actually say that, to like
to
share.
What?
To share
yeah,
that
sure,
you
sure.
said it.
Yeah.
There's like a nervousness with it. I think it's very, I mean, hello, the name of our freaking podcast.
I know.
But what is it? What does it mean?
Love?
Also, what does it mean when you say,
I know,
I love you?
I know.
Because there's also the like, love you, you know, bye, right. Love you.
And
like,
I kind of honestly thought
that was that more of the maybe, energy.
Or maybe I was gonna like even say like I'm falling in love, like falling I thought was a nice gateway in, but that's not what happened because I wasn't consciously
planning it.
Here's the other thing though, we had just had sex and so
you had a glow, you were in a
euphoric state.
Yes,
that I was like love ya, like I was just like,
totally. I feel like that makes it that definitely puts you in a different state, but I mean you had already been thinking about it, so it wasn't
I had
like,
been thinking about it and yeah. like I literally what's ironic and yeah. is it ironic is I don't know if I can trust myself sometimes with those emotions. It feels like, even though I don't think that's true, but literally the night I was going to, I think the last night I was going to see Mr. Bagel.
Uh-huh.
And we weren't even official.
Yeah.
I was in my head, like, I think I'm going to say it.
Wow.
And then it imploded completely.
But also, I mean, hello, I know we keep looking back to that because that was like a recent relationship,
but it was still old Jesse. It really doesn't count.
It was old Jesse and it was pandemic living
it
with
was
your parents
rough.
Jesse. Like it
was
rough, you
rough,
were
rough.
Desperate to get out of the fucking house,
yeah,
so you would say whatever, but no, why do you not trust your emotions with that?
I don't know, honestly. I think that I think maybe I have too much even wrapped up in it because it's like I really do love spending time with him. He makes me feel super safe.
Uh-huh.
He thinks I'm really funny, which I love.
Which is most important.
Yeah. And like, so, you know, and then it's like, but I think that, yeah. When I think about the word, I think it, and maybe it was interesting that I couldn't even think about it. Like it just sort of happened, but it did feel natural, but also
right.
I did panic. And then,
well, I do love that you just started laughing
hysterically.
And of course I do have to ask what yeah. was his response.
Oh yeah. So of course then I started laughing and then he was like, and then he was so sweet about it and was like, I mean, what's funny is also I'm like, I blacked out, but I think I've been feeling it for a while, but I've been nervous to say anything.
Right.
And then I was like, yeah, I was kind of going to wait for you to do it.
Yeah.
And then we both fully dropped it.
And
we both were just like, let's never speak of this again. And then.
He essentially said it back.
We both agreed, and then I think we both went away and went, what happened?
Right.
I think. But then, like...
are you, 'cause you've seen him since.
Yeah. So then I saw him yesterday, and, like, it wasn't until in the morning, this morning, when it was, like, we're walking around. And actually, I sort of think he was backtracking a little bit.
Okay.
Why? I mean, he was just like, I forget what he was saying about it, but he was like, you know, he's like, the words, something about like the words are powerful words and we shouldn't like, I just don't want to overuse it. I think like, and what's nice about him and I is I think that uh-huh. I half the time am like, what's happening? Or like,
so he was saying, so you think he got stressed about
yeah.
the fact that the words have been said.
The words have been
said. And so he's saying, hey, let's not say them too much.
I don't know. I literally don't know. So then I was like, what's happening and what are you saying?
What are you saying?
And then he was like, never mind. Which again, I think it just gave us both reasons to be scared again. It's just like,
yeah, I don't love that.
To be scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is scary.
It's scary to love someone, or it's scary to tell someone you love them?
Both. I think it's scary. Both are scary.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, like, and I've heard, you know, sometimes people say and the other person doesn't say it, and it's like, that didn't even happen. It's just that it's still scary.
Yeah.
It's still scary to, like, and then, I don't know, the whole thing's scary. So then we laughed about it, and then, like, when we said goodbye, he said it again. And
okay.
I said it back, and I'm like, I'm kind of trying not to even judge myself with it, because I think old me would be like, according to the declaration of love, love means I would take a bullet for you. And at this point in time, I would ask that the bullet.
For you, take the bullet
to
yourself.
Please take the bullet. If it's going in your arm, I think I don't want to take the bullet, that makes sense.
You go ahead
but,
and have it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm trying to just trust my gut and my feelings on this. And like, also, here's the thing. Ultimately, we're all afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, it won't hurt any less or whatever that I'm like, sure. Regardless, I'm
pain
in love
will
with
be
this
pain
person.
No matter.
Yeah, pain will be pain no
whether,
matter. So
yeah, but I kind of love that you said. I mean, it's good because if you've been thinking about it and you've been holding back because you don't want to freak him out, I think it was good that it just kind of was a slip.
Yeah, because he's way more verbal than me, like with all of nice things,
like affirmations.
Yeah, like for a long time, I know he's been close because he'll be like, Jesse, I really, really, really like you. Or he's like, my feelings are growing. And I'm like, I get it. I get it. I get it.
You hush him?
No, but I'm sort of like, okay. Like,
absolutely.
I'm scared. Like, I was scared that it was even going to happen before.
You were scared that he was going to tell you?
I was petrified. I was petrified. And I was like, do you hold eye contact during that? I don't know.
Right?
I mean, I normally broke eye contact. But the thing is, yeah, I was petrified.
You're
and
petrified.
I don't know who is it. I really don't. And maybe it's people who have just like really honestly been open and done it before. Because honestly, I never have. And when I have, it's never been with somebody that actually was a good.
Right.
Like it was like a negative, you know, like.
Have you told someone that you love them? In a relationship. I think the fact that you're having to,
it wasn't recent. It was like in my early 20s.
Right. Which and it was that definition
not,
of love is
yeah, it
different.
Was not.
Yeah.
It was not
like real. Yeah.
It was not.
Yeah. Has someone told you that they love you?
See, that's the other good thing is it's like the same thing that I pick up on stuff. I think it's like a fear-based thing. So literally when I would be dating someone, I'd feel like that was even getting close. I'd be like, bye.
Yeah. That's good. That's
good.
Or
I would be like, shh, don't say it.
Don't
say
a word. I'm missing the movie. Please.
I have to go. Goodbye. Like, yeah, I would bolt before
zip
that, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. I've only, I mean, I sat with my fiance, which that was a speed date when you were
talking
before
about.
Wasn't
that like 2 weeks?
Less.
Before you said I love you?
Yeah, it was a week, less than a
week. Now, see.
We met on a Monday, had our first date Wednesday, had sex Wednesday, Saturday said I love you. I'm not going to say that our relationship is a good.
But you felt it.
I felt it. We both felt it. It was very much. I mean, it was a love at first sight situation. I mean, it was like, and we're in, you know,
wow,
like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, yeah. Fully, I remember because he was helping me move some stuff into my storage unit. And we were in the storage unit, like the hallways of a storage unit. And he said it. And then I was like, me too. I've wanted to say it for two days. For 2 full days.
Wow.
Yeah. So the buildup of it, I have not experienced so much, or like the hesitation. I mean, I've never been good at receiving any sort of verbal words of affection or like or compliments or anything.
Who are you kidding? You love them.
No, I love them when they're like surface area. But if it's like, I get very uncomfortable, right? I get very uncomfortable if it's someone like giving me a genuine, you know, word of affirmation. Because I don't, because I immediately, my host self is always like, okay, well then I have to match this and make it bigger. And
I'm so good at not
giving worrying about that.
Or literally being like, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Not.
But I don't think it's genuine when I do. I'm always like, okay. And I'm also
like,
that's how
they. But then it doesn't feel genuine. It's weird. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's how he expresses, you know, what he feels when he feels it. I actually think the way I do is touch.
Wow. Can we all take a moment?
Which I never thought in a million years.
You show your affection through touch?
Yes. With him, I do.
Wow.
It's small things, but it's like, yeah.
The girl in a coffin. She is touching left and right.
Look who's woken up from her slumber of death.
Hello.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times, like, that's how I show it.
You show it by physical touch. Yeah. But you don't receive it that way, but you show it that way. Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, I would be happy to receive it more that way.
But you're more quality time.
Yeah, I do like quality time. Yeah, quality time probably number one.
Yeah.
And then I have to say, as someone who he gives words of affirmation, I don't hate it.
No, listen. I don't think any of the love languages any of us hate.
I don't hate it.
I think we just, you know, feel more and from certain ones. Or
I think he
more from certain
yes. He does a lot of acts of service.
Yeah.
Which I also am wonderful at receiving.
As someone who gives acts of service in my love, I know that you receive well.
I receive them very well. I really
you
do.
Receive them very well.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. You got to find the complimentary.
Yeah. I think the best thing I do is my quality time, and I'm normally almost 90% present.
With him. Yeah.
Like with like when I'm with somebody, it's like my phone is normally away and it's like I'm focused.
Yeah. That's the way it used to be with us.
Why do you say used to be?
I think we've gotten past that level because you're on your phone a lot when we're together.
Well,
but it's also
but you're on it, too.
Never.
I think it depends.
I never pick up my phone.
I think it depends. Like, I think if the other person, you know, if people are, if we're taking a phone break, then we're all on a phone break.
Right.
And when we're watching Bravo, it's like.
Bravo needs our full attention. I don't think you understand.
But, you know, I think like when we're having a serious talk or like when we're like catching
up. My God, if anyone was having a serious talk and then God, are you kidding me? I wouldn't be having a serious talk with them.
Well,
I'd say this
either.
Is a waste of everyone's
time and my energy.
I'm out.
I know. So,
but no. The quality time is most important. And I just like to kid you about being on the phone because no one's good at multitasking, especially anymore. Let's be honest, especially if you're reading a text or reading an email and listening to someone, it's not happening. You can't do both. I used to feel like I could do better. Not so much anymore. And you're not great at it either.
I'm terrible at it.
You're terrible at it. So I just pause talking when you look at your phone.
And I'm also pretty bad at sometimes like even texting, like in the sense of I have to sometimes really think. Like I got an email yesterday that I needed to think through for like 20 minutes. And I was with a friend and I had to eventually be like, I might even need your help. But like I need to fully focus on this because I can't even be. A little bit talk. I can't.
No.
I have to fully focus because it's like I don't want to mess this up and I have to think this through.
Yeah.
So sometimes, when it's like a harder communication or directions or something like that, I'm like, I better be paying attention or I'm going to end up in Timbuktu.
Listen, Timbuktu is gorgeous this time of year.
I don't know why it has such a bad rep. I don't know why. I don't know how it got it.
It's great. Listen, I feel like a solo trip could be coming up for me in Timbuktu.
I do as well.
Right? Just like a wellness trip. Anywho, you have said I love you to your boyfriend.
I know.
I just want to give a quick update. You have also said that you show love with touch.
I actually think I do.
And that's a very large statement, and none of us saw it coming.
Me the most. I know. Me the literal most. I used to always make fun of, honestly, any dating profile with a guy I saw that was like, physical touch is there. I was like, oh, cool. Oh, cool. How original.
You were so angry before.
I think I'm actually a very like touchy physical person.
You are, but you for the longest time were told not to trust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were playing defense. That's a good line from Seinfeld. We're talking about like, do you have a move? Do you have a side that you need to sit on in the couch to be able to make the move? And Elaine was like, no. And he said, well, what do you do? She goes, we're usually playing defense. Which is true. But also, we're past that a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But the old mentality is a great line. Anywho, you know me. I always want to throw in a reference for those few people who know.
Yeah. It's if like you know, you know.
You know, you know. And like, what a fun laugh we all just had, you know?
I know.
I wish you could have been there, but.
I'll never be there.
You'll never be there.
I refuse to go. I have to tell you about a message I got too.
Yes, please.
So I went on a date with this guy like 3 or 4 years ago. And I think he started following me after. Like, I think afterwards he was kind to me about it.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
And then was like, oh, you know, you're funny online or something.
How nice is that?
Which, honestly, in an economy like this, in a time like this, it was really nice to hear.
Thank you for that.
I have the picture. So I got this message, and I hadn't looked. So, I think, like, a few days ago, he just said, like, gorgeous, though.
Oh, hi. Wait, had you been communicating at all?
No.
Okay.
I hadn't been checking, because he also doesn't follow my personal Facebook. He follows like my never check.
Yeah, the Facebook, the messenger. I never do either.
Yeah. So
do your Instagram photos link up to that or something?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
That's why I have mine. Yeah.
That's it. So then I got another message that's like this other thing he said, and then he says, I love your vibe, by the way, but I will say that our short date together was one of the worst ever. Ha ha.
Unsolicited, out of nowhere, he wanted to compliment you, but also let you know you're not that great. Our date was the worst.
But remind me.
Okay, so go back.
So I met this guy 3 or 4 years ago on Hinge.
Right.
We talked for a little bit. And then we met in person, and it's rare. Listen, I'm just going to say that there was something in my gut that was like,
get out.
Vibes off. Get out. So
listen to your gut.
He's not wrong when he says short date, because it might have been the shortest date I had ever been on. Like,
no drinks.
I think we got, I'm not sure if he went to order, and by the time he came back.
Were you like, I gotta go?
I don't remember fully.
Yeah.
If I know me the way I think I do, I think I made up
an excuse.
A lie.
Yeah. I said, I have to go.
My roommate, you know how many times I was like, my roommate is drowning in the bathtub. people are like, you have a roommate.
So
I was like, my roommate is locked out.
Oh.
My roommate is hanging from the chandelier and is stuck. My roommate is out the window. My roommate, it was always so.
They require so much attention from me.
Something with my roommate. And it's like, I'm the only person in the world
who can help in this moment. And I have to go by myself. So
I do have to go by myself. So I will see you. Maybe
so you made up some excuse within
some excuse.
Minutes, it sounds like.
I do think it was quick. I don't remember if I texted something after that was like, because he might have even said, I hope everything works out with
well,
your
I'm
roommate.
Sure. It was such a stressful situation
well,
for everyone.
You know how it can be with my
with
my
roommate.
But yeah. And then, you know, we never talked again. But he's I've seen him on certain
socials.
Uh-huh. It's like all of a sudden. And I've never responded, but I got that one. And it really made me laugh. And I said, you can be the apple of someone's eye and yep. also someone's worst date experience. And
yeah.
that is okay.
Listen, the whole dating thing, it's like, wow, we get good stories from it, you know,
yeah.
but we also give good stories.
Yes,
and
we
that's
do.
The thing people need to remember.
Yes, we do.
We're here to provide content.
That was like that guy who, when I went on the date and he was like, gosh, from online, I thought you were going to be so funny and
oh, right.
different, but you're really not. And I was like, it was so nice
thank
meeting you.
Thank you.
Like, thank you so
that's
much.
So sweet.
All
see
right,
you online.
Well, I'll be tweeting. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of Facebook, and I know we don't care about it anymore.
Yeah.
Nor should we or give it as much power as we have. But do you think you'll change your status on there ever? Remember when that used to be such a big deal? Like in a relationship, it's complicated.
No, I don't think I've ever changed my Facebook status.
No.
Not once
well,
in my life.
But I think, well, I guess you've been, I never have, but I haven't been in an exclusive relationship yeah. since I've been using Facebook.
There might have been a time I had it's complicated because I thought it was like even hotter. I was like, that's
totally
that's
like,
flirty.
People want me.
Yeah, but
and
I'm complicated.
I'm like,
why you gotta be so complicated? Avril Lavigne just like, I'll love when I want to. So I think I did that for a hot second. Then I was just like, okay,
for
just
sure.
be single. It's fine.
Yeah.
So
I wonder if people, I mean, I guess people still do that. Change, I guess to bet.
I'm really
know.
Not on Facebook that much, and
I'm
that would be either. Weird to
yeah.
me.
I go on to watch Pimple Pumper videos.
Yeah, I don't even go on if I'm being honest. I just
the rare occasion.
Yeah, I don't remember why.
Have you thought about when you're going talking about social? Have you thought about when you're going to make Instagram a fish?
A fish, and by that do you mean just like posting with him?
Yeah.
You know, I think that I started being weird about that, too.
Okay.
And I... like...
In what way? Are you stressed about that? Because obviously you
no.
talk about
yeah.
him, right? Like,
right.
people know about him before
people
they know what he looks like.
People know about him. Right.
Right.
So, well, when we went away together, a part of me was like... this is funny content. Like, we're by
right.
chickens. I'm hiking. This is comedy.
It's all
gold.
Very funny.
And we both were a little hesitant
yeah.
about, like, because we were kind of taking pictures and stuff, but we both
of
were,
course.
Like, knowing they weren't going to, like, go anywhere, kind of.
Well, yet.
Yet. And then I forgot. He said something about it, and I was like, well, I don't you know, I'm gonna wait or blah 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 something. And he was like, yeah, and but he said something about like how he also needs to like know and approve it, because like,
well, yeah, if it's his introduction,
because I do
I
hope,
get it
secretly, you guys, I do hope that he gets a flood of messages that are just
uh-oh.
Like, if
you just
fuck with our girl,
if you you wished it, you know, everyone's
kidding.
Gonna do it.
I do know, but I think that I, even though like,
do you actually
just,
want that or no,
a flood of people saying stuff? No, but do I think that people are maybe gonna like, out of kindness, either
follow
like
him,
say something? Yeah, I of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I think that was the part of me that was also worried that if we break up or something down the line, I would let them down. And I don't see it that way anymore.
Good. I was about to say, we've gotten rid of that.
We cleared that up. So okay. I guess I should maybe semi soon. I'm not sure.
No pressure. I just was curious. I mean, the more you see each other, the more things you do, the more traveling you do together.
You know what? We haven't had a great picture together yet that I've been like, I look fucking great. And
I
so
think the picture that I took of at dinner the first night.
I like that one. I think that one's cute. That's the one I show people. Cute. Yes. Like my friend, like when it's like, that's the, but I.
It's casual.
It's casual.
Right. And you want like a gorgeous photo.
No,
with a
I
good
don't
outfit.
Know. I mean,
you've got some good ones from the fireworks too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to tell you that you were wrong in the fact that you don't have any good photos.
Or I'm just saying there wasn't one that like roared at me yet.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm saying. I think I'll know when. And honestly, it might be in my stories first.
For sure. For sure.
Because that kind of feels more natural. But again, I don't know. And also a lot of times I'm pretty bad with stories because I'm just like, why would I story? I'm in the moment.
You just repost things in your story, essentially.
Yeah, a lot. I mean,
unless you're talking.
Yeah, unless I'm talking. So I don't know. But I feel like that's got to be almost just because it shouldn't have any power. I'm like, I have to stop giving it this power.
I know. But it's also, I mean, you're being cautious in the sense of like, because you are a public figure in a way.
And even if I weren't, it's like giving people this insight into my life that normally, unless you're.
Well, you're already giving insight into your life. And so this is just like looping him into it, which is
looping him
different.
Into it.
I mean, I guess you don't have to tag him, but that's up to him.
I don't have to tag him.
TBD. Everyone just needs to be watching stories, though.
Yeah. This was just a
You
ploy.
Never know
you
what
never
you're
know
gonna
when
catch.
I'm gonna do it.
Exactly.
You really
Keep
never
active.
Know. How listen, how's it going?
Thank you for that. that's my
well,
favorite.
I know you
and
just
like,
got back.
What's going on? I still haven't reached out to 610. I may. I was feeling horny on Saturday. Saturday,
I'm
I had a
so
good day.
Sorry.
Thank you so much. I got back on Friday.
Yeah.
So I like vegged on my couch for a good 12 hours, if not more. And
then
complete
the vegging process.
Absolutely. So then I did go. There was some that job that I mentioned before that's coming up. I had to go to like a meeting for that. And that went really well. And so I was feeling myself. I was feeling good. It was a beautiful day. And so I like walked around the city. It felt so good.
Yeah.
And so I was feeling my mojo. And then I stopped and watched. I used to live close to these famous basketball court that's like in the West Village called The Cage.
I had never heard of until you told me.
You know of that basketball court, though.
No,
right?
Not until you told me.
Well, yeah, I know you've walked past it. You just didn't clock it, I'm
probably,
sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, by the way, famous. And but I used to live just over. So I used to, like, watch games here and there, whatever. And I used to love it. So I found myself there again right before a game. And so I watched it, and it was so much fucking fun. And I got all excited about hot. Some of them were boys, so I'm not going to. But some of them, there were a couple hot men, hot men, good players. Like, it was hot.
Yeah,
and that's
bitch.
One of the thing about the cage, that basketball court. It's like, it's not pro. It's amateur.
Oh, I like that.
It's amateur and it's a smaller court. And so it's known for being more physical.
Oh, and more
like,
points, I bet.
More points and more physical. It's like very quick and it's very. And
how
like,
long are the games? An hour?
It was a little over an hour for a game.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I got to go.
No, I love it. It was fantastic. So it was just like, and I just felt so beyond just seeing hot guys like playing a sport that they're good at. It just being around.
People.
That many different types of people. Like, that's why I love New York, right? It's like there's so many, like, we're so random. What a random collection. Then people would stop, and because I look approachable and friendly, people would be like, what's happening? So I'd explain, and then, like, whatever. So it just, I was feeling good, you know, just feeling good on life, and then horniness comes with it. So I was feeling good, but then I had walked simply too far in my shoes that had created a blister. So after I stood there and watched and I got home, I said, no more, my friend, no more. I must veg out again. But yeah, feeling good. I did go on Hinge and initiate a couple messages. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's been a while for Hinge.
I've been off every once in a while. I'll go on and be like, who likes me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then decide whether I
and
like
then
them
run
or not.
Away.
And then I run away. I say no to the ones I don't like, and then leave the ones that I think maybe I leave them there, and then I run away. So we'll see. We'll see.
But so did you start any convos or no?
Yeah, two messages. So started slow to respond.
Okay, I like that.
Because that's me. Well, but that's what's still new? I think we were talking about this yesterday, how it's like I live for trips, right? I live for like different event. I think we all kind of do that when we know something's coming up that's gonna take us away from our regularly scheduled programming. So I feel like between Portugal,
I hear you,
girl. And then LA, and then this beach trip, I feel like I've just been waiting for all of this, even though it's been over four months.
Is it April?
Essentially,
Yeah.
So it's weird because it feels like, okay, well, now I don't have anything else on the calendar. So now it's like, I got to settle back in.
Yeah.
Good way, because I don't have anything distracting.
Yeah. And I can, it's like, I'm the same way. It's a little nerve wracking, but it's like, okay, let me settle back in.
Again. Hard to settle back in, but
it is hard to settle back in, but here we are.
Here we are. That's what I'm saying.
And, you know, summer's getting hot.
Hot.
I'm already over it. I'd love it to be fall.
Wouldn't that be great? I don't know if I'm excited about fall. You know me. I do like early fall, but then that means winter's right around the corner. It's just right now it's dangerous hot in a lot of places. Like the UK.
It's scary,
like,
out there.
I know. We had a crazy rainstorm. Did you see that the sinkhole in the Bronx?
No.
There was like the street just like fucking opened up because that's what happens now. And this big van like fell in a sinkhole from all of our rain the other
day.
What
happened to it?
I mean, no one was in it, but it just like.
Oh, good.
It was parked on the side of the road and the road opened up and it just went bloop. Yeah, like everything's just a little more extreme. So I wouldn't mind, especially because I didn't really have a good beach trip in terms of beach.
We still have to go to the beach.
We still have to go to the beach. We have to go to a pool.
Yeah.
So yeah, because I was with snotty little kids in the pool. And when I say snotty, like they're nice, but they had literal snot coming out of their nose when I was in the pool. So I'd like to go someplace where I'm not that close to people who have snot coming out of their nose.
I love that.
Thank you. All right.
Wow.
We've got a big plate of fun on the agenda. But the question kind of remains.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I mean,
do we think that love is out there? Or should we say, do we think we know what love is? I don't think we do.
But maybe it's accidental.
Love you.
That was exactly how it was.
I'm crying 'cause I love you. Been in love before. What the fuck are fucking feelings, yo? Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even want a hoe no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some mo. Trying to open up a little mo. Sorry if my heart a little slow. I thought that I didn't care. pressed again. I would do it for you all, my friend. Ready, baby? Will you be my man? Wanna put you on a plane, fly you out to wherever I am. Kept you on the low, I was ashamed. Now I'm crazy about to attach your name. I thought that I